Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to send correspondence to the WIBR Warn Radio, you can do so through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag Watchman216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On Instagram, use hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. You can join us on Parler by using @WatchmanDGS and Clout Hub by @WarnRadio. You can listen to the shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. You can also listen to the shows by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And these are the latest featured articles on danaglennsmith.com. If churches could talk, if it were true, that what would they say? The Lord said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 40, "I tell that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." In Numbers chapter 22 and verse 28, the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "In this I have written a satirical, poetic article to reveal a point." And also, American missionaries need to reach lost America. I mean true believers in Jesus Christ who are blood washed, born again, taking up the cross, and moving out by faith to reach the lost. And the latest articles on warn-usa.com are Battleground World Report on Classic Warn Radio Series. This republished Warn Radio broadcast brings the message and the original story to you. Also, Visions and Untempered Mortar. False visions and untempered mortar are the common bonds of a society that has fallen away from the Lord, not to mention that America is not a theocracy. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. Everything is fine and dandy, Randy. Everything is good. It's a beautiful day today, and the wind started up, and right away I knew. I hadn't seen all the intense stuff that was happening on the Weather Channel, and then the minute the wind started blowing the way it was, I knew what it was doing. Around here, it's always blowing something in or something out. And so we got snow coming in tonight. You're supposed to have it tomorrow, all day tomorrow, going to be 100%, and then this weekend more.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I know. You know, Wyoming without snow is like a day without sunshine. And in Wyoming in the winter, you have a lot of days without sunshine. You have snow.
Sometimes I like the snow because towards the end of, before you get to spring, it's all ugly and brown and out there. So I like the snow to come to cover up the ugliness.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And as long as the wind doesn't blow, you can put up with the cold, but that's very rare that the wind doesn't blow in the wintertime around here.
I wanted to do this at the WIBR Warren Radio. We report and comment on the persecution of Christians. This is that show tonight. And other oppressed people groups worldwide, like, for instance, the Uyghur Muslims in China. Now, when you hear this, we want to make the point, too, that we don't hate the people or their cultures or race, when in fact, a lot of the cultures and the race, the races and their uniqueness is very good. They have all kinds of differences. But for instance, when we're talking about China, who is having Xi as an ongoing persecution against Christians there in the Uyghurs. And Xi especially, and there was a big article out about that today, regarding why he hates Christianity. And he does. He just hates any thought of God. He's going to have to get over that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, we don't hate them or those over them. But we have issues with the communists and their agenda in China. It's not the people. It is those communists who are making the policies who cause the oppression. But also, we can look in other countries where we have persecution of Christians, and it's other governments and other things and people groups that are causing the issues and the problems. In the same manner, it is the policies and actions of those in power that do not protect religious freedoms and, in many cases, ethnic cultures that we do not support, which have ongoing persecution of Christians. And this includes anything in America that may oppress, you know, the Christian faith and various other things that we support concerning the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But I wanted to do right now a little short, and this woman, I didn't know about this, but this is a woman, a missionary from Switzerland. You know, and this is the first missionary from Switzerland I actually had heard about in all the years we've done this. I later found an article on her from CBN talking about her. And International Christian Concern had a little three-paragraph thing. But she was an evangelical missionary, and her name was Beatrice Stockley. She's been killed in captivity. She's from Switzerland, but she has been an evangelical missionary since 2000. And what are we, 2020?
20 years.
So she's known for being out there. It's interesting, you know, there was a show about Timbuktu. Well, guess what? That's where she was, Timbuktu, spreading the gospel and working with women and children. This was in Mali. In 2016, she had been taken captive by one of the many Islamic extremist groups that run rampant in the country for many years. And federal counselor Ignacio Cassis of Switzerland announced that it was with great sadness that they had learned of the death of their fellow citizen. Her death had been learned from Sophie Petronin, a French charity worker that was also abducted but was recently released, and the reason she converted to Islam. And so they released her. And Stockley refused to be moved to a new location a month ago. She protested the constant changes that her captors made. And when she continued to fight, they dragged her outside and shot her. And it is believed that she never converted at the time of her death. So heartfelt prayers for her family, if there's anybody.
Tragic.
And whenever you have somebody, especially someone like this woman that the world did not know, you know.
And who loves the Lord.
Yeah. You know, I'm reminded of that story. You had and you would know it, had a rock star or a famous person on a ship and a missionary coming home. And when the boat arrived, there was a huge crowd welcoming that other guy there.
The rock star.
And the pastor got off, and he felt sad. There was nobody there to meet him. And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Don't worry, you're not home yet." And that's true. You know, we're not home yet.
That's right.
And so, moving on, up front, the Morning Star News, which has a lot of various news on this stuff, India Tribal Animus. Now, we're bringing this up especially because the animus, a lot of times in India, we do talk about the Hindus, don't we, Tower?
Yes, we do. A lot, actually.
And now, the Hindu extremists were involved in this. They incited thousands of tribal animus to the point where they drove Christians in three villages from their homes. And the police, which is usual in India, did not prevent or stop these particular things going on. Now, the attacks swelled to more than 3,000 of these India, these tribal animus. And this is exactly the same thing that you'll find in the New Testament. Many times, the pagans that were in various villages where Paul and everybody, his group, entourage, was at, persecution would be stirred up by the radical Jews in the area. And so it's very common to have this kind of thing happen. And when you get them agitated enough, remember the same crowd that, you know, was worshiping and praising the Son of God who came in on a donkey and called him, you know, the Anointed One and the Most High, you know, and everything else, is pretty much the same one that chose Barabbas over him. And so one minute you can be a hero, and the next minute you can be strung up.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
And so the Christian fled for their lives, which is common, and we see this a lot. And so people were injured and hurt. And, you know, Christians had gone to the police station to warn the officers of the impending violence, but this is typical for India. We've seen this happen. And they said, from 3 in the afternoon till 8 at night, I pleaded and begged with the police officers to go and stop them, but they did not go. The furious mob came in search of me, and not finding me home, they picked up my wife and smashed her on the ground 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And the 3,000 animus were chanting Hindu slogans as they damaged all the homes. And altogether, 10 homes were damaged, belonging to 7 Christians, and they went through several villages. And this guy's wife had been injured and was full of fear, and she was taken to a hospital. But, you know, that's no way to live, and it is just a crime that these cops don't do anything.
It's horrible. It's unconscionable. I just can't understand why they are so hateful.
Well, you know, the police especially, you know, I mean, how many are going to go? 10 of them, and they got a crowd of 300? or 3,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we see this in our own cities. I mean, you have cops now that are leaving Portland and Seattle because of the socialists that are there. They're leaving. They're quitting.
That's tragic.
And I've seen another cop who said, you know, I'm leaving this city because of the socialists on the council. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm gone. And so this is the thing, you know, they put him out there, and just like this other guy, I seen a picture of him, he was another cop, and he arrested someone, and because they don't have enough cops, you know, you have one cop out there, and he arrests somebody, and he's surrounded by a whole group of people. Well, this thing turned to where he ended up getting the living daylights beat out of him. So this is really one of the reasons that I think they don't do it. Is because of self-preservation.
Yeah, I don't blame them. It's wrong to not be able to defend yourself and to take down these wicked people.
And most of them, of course, have family in the same villages, and they're Hindus. So if they do something, the Hindus are going to hold them accountable, and they know it. So it's really a lot of issues here that make it very, very bad for Christians in these areas. And when you look at America and what the Democrats have failed to condemn, we see an active role in bringing in socialism. And the thing with socialism in America, we have a lot of former citizens of socialist countries who are now Americans. I see them all the time online. They're on our social feed, and they're standing up and they're saying, look, I was from a socialist country. I know what it's like. The reason we're here is they drove me out. And they list every item that these knuckleheads are doing that the Democrats refuse to condemn. Kamala Harris, who's on the Biden ticket, supports Biden, who doesn't know where he's at half the time. They say that he's like somebody headed to the nursing home. I mean, really, you know, he was in an interview with Chris Wallace, and he kept calling him Mike Wallace. And
that's Chris's dad.
You know, so I mean, I don't pay enough attention to him. I call him Mike Wallace all the time.
You do.
But Joe Biden, you know, he was there talking to Chris Wallace.
I think it's tragic that they are using Biden. I think I consider it to be elder abuse. I don't care for the man, but I think what they're doing is wrong. Well, I know what they are doing is wrong. They're using him because that was the best choice to go against Trump out of all of them. And he wasn't really a good choice, but I just think it's terrible that they're treating him like that. It's an embarrassment, I think. I can't believe they're not embarrassed by what he does.
Well, they ignore him, and the fake news don't report the truth. So everything they report is supports Biden no matter what happens. So we have this, and you have also Google. Do you know Google Europe, one of their main engineers or their code people over there, was interviewed by Veritas, and he was telling them that most Americans don't know that Google is already put the stuff in to favor in the searches. And all of it is slanted to put the Democrats back in power. And he says they've already done it, and it's too bad that your elections and everything from the standpoint of Google is slanted towards Joe Biden. And
yeah.
That's what he came out and said. And so we know that. But at any rate, you know, so the bottom line, folks, we know what's happening in these other countries. And we know that, you know, this is not anything that is acceptable here in America.
No.
And I think that's one thing that people need to understand. Now, in our news shorts, we're talking about Pakistan. And this has to do with abduction, forced marriage, and forced conversion. Now, this is of Huma Yunus. And Abdul Jabbar is the one that did it, and they've issued an arrest warrant for him. And the reason I put this in there is most of the time we don't get this. They don't go looking for these dudes. They leave the girl with them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has to go to the high court, and it still isn't. Well, on October 10th, this knucklehead, and of course this is the, Muslims can do this. They do have laws. Now, the problem with this girl, she's 14. She's not old enough. And she was abducted from her home. Her parents were away. So he took her. He forcefully married her and forcefully converted her to Islam. And according to a study by the Movement for Solidarity and Peace in Pakistan, they estimate 1,000 Christian and Hindu women are abducted and forcefully married and forcefully converted to Islam every year. That's tragic.
It is.
And sexual assaults and fraudulent marriages are used by perpetrators to entrap victims, and authorities often are complicit. Now, see, there you go. Another authority. And we've said this for a long time. I make it a point to tell you that if you look at the nations, the primary ones that are responsible for this stuff going on is not the ones perpetrating it. They're able to do it because the government is slack, the government allows it, and the government doesn't do anything. And in this case, in India, you have Modi, who belongs to the BJP, which is the Solidarity Party, a nationalist movement for one religion and one faith in Pakistan. I mean, I'm in the wrong thing here. I'm talking about India. No, Pakistan. Islam. That's what happens when I get going sometimes. But in India, that's a problem over there as well.
Yeah. Well, one thing good about this court, they issued an arrest warrant that's non-bailable. So for him and two of his accomplices. So they cannot, once they pick him up, they're going to be in jail. They can't even bail themselves out.
Well,
I'm glad of that.
The point that I was making, and even with India, is the fact that in India, the Nationalist Party wants all Hindus there. So that's why we find persecution of Christians there as never before. And it's terrible there. And it's not going to change. And Modi even denies it. Now, in Pakistan, we've actually seen some movement, and that's why this article I put here is that there is some movement to protect a lot of these other faiths in their country.
And that's good.
Yeah, and that is good. But it's still a dangerous place. We've reported on how many people got killed, especially when they get in, when you get in debt to someone. You get to working in the brick kilns or something for some guy, and you're in debt to him. They can triple your debt overnight.
Yeah, that's wrong, but they do that to keep them enslaved because they're Christians.
Yeah, because once you become an indentured slave, like they are, I mean, it takes somebody like International Christian Concern or somebody else to come in and pay. And in some cases, it's just a couple hundred dollars. But they're indentured for the rest of their life until they pay it off. And they're supposed to be able to work it off in wages, but the thing of it is, these guys always find reasons to raise it, and so they never get out of it. It's just horrible. In Myanmar, Mission Network News talks about the COVID-19 pandemic, and they forced a global disciples ministry team to get creative. And this is pretty much what a lot of them are doing. We've covered this a number of times. Now, in Myanmar, you'll find Buddhism is the main religion there. And, of course, with Buddhists, there are extremists. Every religion has extremists. One of the programs that they're using there, according to Barbara Gerhardt of Global Disciples, is in Myanmar, they're finishing rounds of discipleship training. And the team would normally go out to a community, and they would go door to door to strike up conversations. And they, because of the COVID, they weren't able to do it. So they started doing it on social media and the internet, and this has worked out real well for them.
Well, that's cool.
And she says, we're seeing God continue to open doors and give us people really creative thoughts as to how we can continue to share the gospel in these difficult times. And so there is no doubt about it. We do a lot of our stuff and our sharing online. We're on a lot of social media. We're on those on purpose. We have a large radio network where we put these shows out on a lot of individual places that go out and is distributed by the people that we put it on. And this is the way we do it. And so this is the way it gets around. We've been doing this for over two decades. Now, another thing it kind of is bugging, this is back in India. Christians continue to be beaten and mocked, but there's a pastor there by the name of Raj Singh, and he was beaten. Now, they call what they did to him a tonsure, which they shaved the hair on the top of his head as a monk or a priest's head. And they do that because, in other words, they take clippers and run it right down the middle of his head. And so he has hair on each side and is bald in the middle. I mean, they do that to mock him, to mark him, and let everybody know who he is. Now, these guys are poor. I mean, he's in, you know, an outfit that is just like two pieces, a light top, light pantsuit, no shoes. He doesn't have any earrings, rings on watches. He doesn't have a necklace. He doesn't have a coat. He doesn't have nothing. They're just, you know, this is what happens in India. And so they beat him and paraded him around and with four other Christians. And while they shaved his head, they cut his skull and blood oozed out. And a man standing nearby pointed out the cut and asked the man shaving the head to be careful. Now, see, this is the thing that gets me in India. They allow these knuckleheads to parade the Christians around. They're all watching. And they allow them to parade them around. And so he says, don't cut him. But he doesn't go over and pick him up and tell him to stop it. No, they're just be careful. Well, the thing of it is, the guy said this Christian should be grateful that I am only using the razor on his head and not on his neck. And so this is the gospel when we talk about Christian persecution in other countries. And the governments won't stop it. The local governments won't, and the head governments don't. And we see that in North Korea. We see it in China. We see it in Myanmar. We see it in India and Pakistan. Although Pakistan is getting a little bigger, they still haven't taken care of it. We see it in Nigeria. We see it in a lot of places in Africa. And every time you can go back to the government, back to the rule of law, back to the local governments. Every time you can do that. So folks, in America, if you don't take care of this country, if you don't stand up, and I mean vote Biden and Kamala Harris out, you need to vote them out. I don't mind having a Democrat in there, but the Democrat, we need one like John Fitzgerald Kennedy if you're going to have a candidate, but not one like Joe Biden that doesn't even remember where he's at, who has a vice president who's more liberal than most people in this country are.
He has no energy even to go out and campaign.
No, I mean, and this is stupid. So understand, when you allow this kind of a government to happen, then you're going to deserve everything you get. Now, my dad, who fought in World War II, he was a medic in the South Pacific. My grandfather was also involved in protecting America during World War II. The one thing Dad used to tell me all the time, a people deserve the kind of government they allow to rule over them.
Well, you know, you see Joe Biden and no energy. How's he going to run the country? He has no energy to go campaign. He has no energy. He does not have the mindset. He cannot be president.
Now, one of the charges against them is eating beef in India because cows are sacred. So at any rate,
they were accused of eating and smuggling beef in. I bet they didn't. I'm sure they wouldn't do anything like that.
Irrespective, eating beef, give me a break.
I know, but that's the country they're in.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it is India. You know, and you get over to some of these countries, and these people and their government are nuts. Now, I like the culture and some of the foods in these places, but that doesn't mean these people are right in what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. The gospel is the gospel, and we have the truth, and we have got to find a way to reach them and to bring them to the Lord. That is the commission of the gospel. The gospel will go out into all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. No matter if there's hell on earth, the end is not going to come until this nation is going out into the entire earth. And another thing's not going to happen, and that is judgment will begin at the house of God. Then if those of us who are scarcely survived, who are saved and are scarcely survived, where will the sinners and the ungodly stand? That's Peter talking. In other words, there's two things. The gospel is going to go out to the entire world. And the other thing, judgment will be on the house of God. God is going to purge his church before the end and before the tribulation. So you get a grip here and understand that this is important. It's worth telling them, listen, there's only one thing sacred in this world and in the afterworld, and that's the Son of God who died for you, and you're living in sin, but you don't have to be living in sin because he died for you. You see, that's the gospel, and that's why the Hindus don't like him. That's why the Muslims don't like Christians. That's why you find the problem with Z in China. That's why you have the problem in North Korea. That's why you have the problem with Boko Haram and the Fulani in Nigeria, and etc., etc. But Christ said, if they hated you, know that they hated me before they hated you. Those that love me are going to be expected to suffer. Do not fear them who kill the body, but fear him who can kill the body, destroy the body, and the soul. Yea, fear him. Understand something. This is a war. A spiritual war and a spiritual battle. And these Christians are living in places where they will give out the gospel, but they use it through love and praying for people and doing innocent. But even the innocent things now, the Hindus have been persecuting them and getting rid of them. If they have them in the villages, they will find a way to get rid of them. This is what is happening in India and around the world while you sit on your butts and you get on the internet and you find things to bitch about and gripe about. You allow people to destroy your cities. You don't know that you're getting fat. You worry about getting fat and overeating and every other thing in America. You're not going to have an America if you don't get up off your butt, get off the internet, get before God, repent, and get right. Because while you're screwing around, while you're becoming divided, and while you're doing this, the entire world is going to hell in a handbasket, and you got Christians that are dying and being persecuted as never before, and Americans are over here, and we're twaddling with each other over stupid stuff, and we're putting a guy in there that doesn't even know what day of the week it is, along with a socialist who would treat us worse than what the Hindus would do to the Christians. So get a grip and understand what the truth is around here. And by the way, my name is Dana Smith, and I'm a watchman. I've been a watchman before. Watchman was cool, and I'm not here to play games with you. I'm here to warn you whether you like it or not. So understand, before God, this is my testimony. Jesus Christ is the Son of God our Father, the only begotten of the Father. And without him, there is no other salvation known to man. There is no other mediator between God and man, save Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So it's important.
Yes, it is. Very.
Now, Tower's got... This is another one.
It's tragic.
I hate this stuff.
Oh, me too. This is about a missionary couple to Haiti. They, are Haitians, and they had come to America years ago to make a better life for their children, and they have five children, and they studied and worked hard, and they went back to Haiti to be missionaries. They were serving, I don't know where it was at, but anyway, the couple was in the process of building a church and an orphanage when a home invasion resulted in their home being ransacked, their belongings stolen, and tragically, both were shot and killed during the invasion. It was Pastor Jean Philippe and his wife Erna. And it's just a real tragedy. This, Canadian missionary team member tells of a dramatic escape from Haiti. They said they were not afraid. It just feels surreal. They could have just taken everything and left them alone. They wouldn't have had to do anything. And that was their daughter. If I could speak to them now, I would just say, Mom and Dad, I love you, and I thank you so much for the way you raised us. And this happened on September 27th, last month. And the children are still trying to bring their parents home to America from Haiti. So they need funds to help them bring them back. And it's so tragic to hear this. These people love the Haitians, and they were trying to help them and make the situation better for some over there. And then just to get gunned down. It's just a horrible thing.
It is horrible.
And he was a well-known pastor who loved God and his community with all his soul. And he would wake up nights and pray over his children as they slept. You know, a true protector and a loving father. It's so sad, Dana. It makes me cry.
When you lose people like this, you don't replace them.
Yeah.
You can't just snap your fingers.
Just like that other woman we talked about, Beatrice.
Yeah.
Patrice.
And remember, there is a difference here. These people are laying their lives, and that's what disturbs me. While people are losing their lives, you know, Americans sit in their fancy churches on their comfy cushioned pews, air conditioned in the summer, heated in the winter, glass and clothes on the floor. Now, see, that's funny for Tower and I, because when we were at a major church meeting, and in this case, it was 20-some thousand in the church, we met a guy who had trouble getting pop out of the pop machine. So we went over and started to talk to him and showed him how to do it. And he was from Africa, and he had come to that church to attend the same thing we were doing. And he was telling us, he says, he was so impressed with the church, he said, "You even have clothes on the floor." And we looked down, there wasn't any clothes on the floor. I said, "That's carpet." He didn't.
We call that carpet.
Yeah, we call that carpet. And I'll never forget that, you know. I mean, folks, we've got it good. We need to stop being so divisive, so hateful. And an example, you know, Tower, with this couple here, this is amazing. But today as well, there's this guy, and he's running for office in Utah. He's a Mormon. And his the one who's running against him is a Mormon. So he went over and talked to him, and he said, "You know, you're a Democrat, and I'm a Republican. We're running for the same office, but we need to do this different. We're Mormons. We've always worked together. Let's show them a better way." And so their campaign has been that way.
Good for them.
Yeah. He says, "We need to be united."
That's right.
You know, even though we're different, we need to treat each other with respect.
That's right.
And stuff. And you know, America is crying out for justice. It's crying out for healing. But there are people that are in power today that are there to bring this country down. And right now, that's the issue in this country. And I've been saying for years, the devil would give anything to destroy America. Because there are a lot of missionaries and a lot of humanitarian organizations that are fueled out of America by the donations of Americans.
That's right.
And even American corporations. And so these are important things to remember.
Yes, it is. I like that. I was glad to hear that. It's too bad that the House and the Congress can't get together for the people, work for the nation to bring it together instead of making the divide like the Grand Canyon.
Well, remember, Trump offered her something not too long ago, $1 trillion plus, and she laughed at it practically, and then she came back and she gave Trump 24 hours to respond, because it's what she wanted in the beginning, and she wasn't going to do anything. So the problem in Congress is the Democrats, especially Pelosi and Schumer.
Trump isn't going to cow down to her demands.
And so there are certain things that, as far as Pelosi, this woman is wrong and has been wrong from the beginning.
That's wrong to even make demands of a president like that. That's very disrespectful, which she isn't. We know that.
Well, there's been a lot of that. Well, we're back in China again, talking about the Uyghurs. And there's a woman who actually, the Daily Signal is the one who actually ran this story. And a woman who worked in the detention camp in China where the Uyghurs were, she was talking about the conditions of the facilities and what happened to them. And she did an interview with Radio Free Asia. Now, this woman is 51 years old, and she's already told multiple media outlets about it. She was forced to teach classes in the Uyghur detention camps. The Chinese government forced her to be sterilized at the age of 50 and made her work there. And she said, "In 2017, just because I was an official worker in a school, they gave me a wider choice to have this IUD or a sterilization operation. But in 2019, they said there's an order from the government that every woman from 18 to 59 years old has to be sterilized. So they said, you have to do this now.
Good grief,
I said, my body terrible. Cannot take it. They told me you don't want children, so you have no excuse not to." And she was talking about all the stuff that was going on in there. And she said when she went to the camp initially, the men entered the classroom and their hands and feet were tied. Can you imagine trying to walk with tied feet?
Oh my goodness.
Their steps were heavy and there were no tables. They were sitting in small chairs. The men had beards and they were later cut off. And they said for the women, it was even worse. The men's camps didn't have a shower. And each man had a minute to use the bathroom and a minute to wash their hands and faces. Women's cells had a partial wooden wall where they could go to the bathroom in a bucket. And the women could shower for 10 minutes once a month there.
Good grief.
And she goes on describing this, and she would hear screams and things. It just absolutely, see, and this is the issue with China. Not just Christians being persecuted in their churches and everything happening. But China and Xi has a lot of blood and human lives on his hands. Xi is not going to like eternity. And this is horrible. And most people in America then are so caught up with everything online and like these dipwits that are burning down your cities. You know, these people are so stupid. If they knew that they were in a socialist country like Russia or China, they would have been shot already. In America, people don't realize how close you are to losing everything. And Franklin Graham, he's having another fast this week, and he says, unless God moves, there's no way America can be saved.
That's right. God help us.
And his dad, Billy Graham, I remember the day that he came out, and this is later on in life when he was still preaching once in a while, and he said, America will not stand if something don't change.
That's sad.
We do have a short note here. You and I have talked about the Museum of the Bible.
Yeah, I'd love to go, but...
No, yeah, I know.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Do you know that Hobby Lobby, the Christian organization, you know, the president is a Christian.
Yes.
Gives out the William L. Armstrong Award. And he gave it out. They gave it out on Saturday. This is dated in October. I'm not sure when CBN ran it. And they gave it to Museum of the Bible.
Well, it says the...
And Hobby Lobby.
Oh, okay.
Hobby Lobby received it. I was thinking that they had given it out, but they actually received it. And the William L. The award is bestowed by the Armstrong Family, Colorado Christian University.
Well, that's
so
cool.
So, yeah, that's cool. That's how that works. I misunderstood the beginning of that.
I did, too.
But when I seen Hobby Lobby and the Museum of the Bible, that's good.
Yes, it is. That's exciting.
And so we do have a few minutes left in the show. Tower has another one.
Okay. This is a story of a Christian sentenced to death in Pakistan on blasphemy charges. He was arrested. It was 6 years ago. He was accused of blaspheming Muhammad in 2013. And Sawan is a 40-year-old Catholic father of three, and he had been handed the death sentence in March 2014 after a Muslim friend accused him of blaspheming against Islam's prophet. And because of this false accusation, it resulted in the burning down of more than 150 homes, shops, and church buildings in Lahore's impoverished, predominantly Christian Joseph Colony. And hearing blasphemy cases is not an easy job because there's a lot of pressure on the judges. And the attorney for Sawan, his name is Tahar Bashir, he said he was glad that the bench admitted our arguments on the basis of facts and set a good precedent in a country where religious sentiments and emotions often influence judgments. Sawan's defense had raised several objections about the police investigation and persecution before a Lahore court. Police registered the case 34 hours after the alleged blasphemy. And when they do that, they're supposed to take two witnesses with them, I believe, two or three witnesses with them. And they didn't do that. It was just the one man. And he was convicted on a supplementary statement. And they unreasonably declared the statement of a single witness that somebody had made utterance for contempt of holy prophet, even inside the house, is sufficient to award capital punishment. But after hearing the arguments from both sides, declaring the LHC division bench headed by Justice Saeed Shabazz ordered Sawan's acquittal, declaring that the persecution had failed to establish involvement by Sawan in blasphemy. So that's good that he got off. That's pretty amazing there in Pakistan to be able to get off of, to be acquitted.
Yeah, it is. And, when another young lady after 9 years was finally acquitted, she reminded everybody that there was a large number of people in prison for blasphemy.
Yeah, and he was a Muslim friend. What kind of a friend is that?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say why.
Yeah, I don't know why they called him a friend. He doesn't sound like a friend to me.
Well, a lot of times maybe they are, but if you make him mad, if you say something, maybe he wanted to marry one of his daughters. Who knows what happened, but... I want to take a moment out of CBN. They had this. I don't normally do this a lot, but they were talking about Benjamin Watson, which I don't really know because I don't follow the NFL, because I don't care for the NFL or any of the professional sports because of what they do politically. But he called out Joe Biden because this NFL star favors overturning Roe v. Wade.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, do you know, that seems to me to be somebody that is vastly outnumbered in the football arena.
Yep.
He said, overturning the landmark decision, the Christian athlete said, would certainly return the issue to the states where the people and their state governments will decide whether to deprive any person of life, liberty, and property. Now, of course, we know Biden is for it, but...
of course.
You know, the thing of it is, FaithWire talked about a Jewish group calling it simply reprehensible, the way they've been condemning... they condemned the anti-Catholic attacks against Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
And, of course, Biden came out and put his two cents in. And he would make Roe the law of the land. And so you know what Biden will do. He will also get rid of all the coal and the oil and everything else without even thinking. This mm-hmm. dipwit would do it because that's what the liberals want. Because most of them feel that the reason everything's going to hell in a handbasket is because of coal and oil and the carbon. But that's not what it is. I've said about it many, many times. I'll tell you. The curse has devoured the earth, and that includes all of the earth and nature and everything else. Isaiah speaks about this in Isaiah's Apocalypse. I do the study on Isaiah, and we passed that some time ago, and I talked about that particular aspect of it. But, you know, the whole issue here is that these people think that they can do anything once they get in power. And that's why the Democrats want the presidency, they want the Senate, and they want the House. And the problem of it is that the Republicans want the same thing. The only problem of it is one will lead to socialism, the other will lead to jobs. And not like Obama brought. Obama did not bring jobs. And most of the stuff of what he did, he embraced China and a lot of your foreign countries. He gave a ton of money to Iran. And he was anti-Israel, anti-Christian. He did anti-Christ things. He was for late-term abortion. And old Joe is the same way.
Yep. That's a fact.
So when we talk about the persecution of Christians, it's highly political. Because of the politics and the leaders in the nations, many times that's why we find such political problems and so many persecution of Christians and other groups. And if you follow Israel, if you get back into their history, you're going to find that it's always the leadership, both politically and religiously, that would lead the people astray. Whoever they were, if they were serving the Lord God, and, you know, both in the religious and in the political, then the whole country would do fine. But if they, more times than not, they wouldn't. And they should have known how to serve God religiously, but they didn't. They had no heart for it. They were in sin many times and serving other gods. So with that, there's a warning to you, America, today. You'd better be careful what you do in this election. Because you will get the government you deserve. Unfortunately. If we're going to be this way, let us hope that we make the right choices on election day.
Yep.
Because I can tell you, over in India, they're not going to change anytime soon, politically. China is not going to change their policies anytime soon. Nigeria is not going to change their politics anytime soon. Because their politics in all of these areas control the religious, and the religious controls the politics, and the minorities get the brunt end of the stick of persecution and oppression. Do you want that in America?
I would hope not.
Yeah, me too. Well, we're going to have to get out of here, Tower.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. We're glad you could, whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. And we hope the best for you. And please stay safe and be careful out there. May God richly bless you for all you do for Him. And please pray for us as we pray for you and pray for our brethren around the world. And thank you. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows, share them with your people on social media. Remember, you can join us on the Watchman Institute page on MeWe. You can join us on the usa.life. We have a Warren Radio page there. And we're also on the other social outlets that Tower spoke earlier. This is The Watchman. Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.